The policies in the criminal justice system don't intentionally draw from public health. That's not their model. It's about crime and punishment. And one of the biggest contradictions or conflicts between the two models is that criminal justice model, very much like medicine or law enforcement, is inherently on an individual basis, right? It's about an individual commits a crime and gets charged, tried, convicted, acquitted, whatever, but it's a highly individual matter. And in fact, in the courts, sociological evidence is not really admissible as part of the discussion of the significance of an individual's action. Therefore, the individual case of crime and punishment is the unit of the criminal justice system. The statistics that you do about populations in the criminal justice system are very similar to the ones that we do in public health, looking at the health of populations rather than individuals. But what most people don't realize is that public health, like medicine, which it's allied to, is an interventional field. It's like medicine. It's involved in doing something about things. However, the things it does are not on an individual case basis, but on the population affected. So you reduce exposure to toxic fumes for everybody, not just people who get sick from it. And so trying to apply that model to the criminal justice system is a stretch and needs some explanation, because its engine, its basis of decision making and justification is highly individual. Now, of course, the intention behind it is exactly not individual. It's societal. It's collective. You know, the idea of deterrence for criminal penalties is supposed to deter other people from doing bad things is inherently social. The effects, although not examined that way usually, are also very social. So a guy goes to prison and leaves behind a family. That family is profoundly affected by what they do. Even in public health, for example, it's that the infant mortality rate and the life expectancy and the achievement in college, the likelihood of going to prison, all those things are dramatically affected for the children of people who go to prison. And it's set in motion before they're even old enough to commit a crime or get arrested. And that becomes the epidemic aspect of it. That's how something's transmitted from generation to generation, or passed from individual to individual by exposure. The same way, you know, a coal miner coming home from the coal mines with coal dust on his clothes would make his child more likely to develop lung disease. Likewise, for a parent involved in the criminal justice system. In addition to the fact of it is clearer than than the mechanism of it. You know, it's not the same as a physical exposure. It's a psychic exposure, more in common with war and PTSD and trauma than it has in common with physical exposure to toxins. But yet it does act as a toxin. Now we have a concept now that's gaining currency about toxic stress. It actually comes out of pediatrics and developmental studies of children. The idea that levels of abuse in a family that go on over time, you know, living with an uncle that sexually abuses a little girl all the time and keeps her quiet about it, the stress of that builds over time and no doubt does damage, and that's being recognized now. So the same thing with this large rate of criminal justice involvement, arrest, prison time, coming out with the stigma, going back in again, its relation to other criminal activities that are declared criminal but aren't inherently so, drug use especially, is not the same as natural, you know, things that everyone agrees are bad and shouldn't do them, you know, like assault, rape, or, you know, kidnapping, all those, everybody agrees that those are things that people shouldn't do, and you want to have laws against their doing it, and you want to enforce those laws. The issue of punishment is a separate one, but the idea of criminalization and why criminalization takes the form that it does is a very big question. And we are obviously in a period now of criminalization of almost everything. 35% of all Americans have a criminal record at this point.